I'm going to sing this song composed by me in the year 1997. It's in Yoruba's language, but it goes with the topic we are treating. The hand of God is upon me. And today we are going to The Hand of God is Upon Me, Part 2. I sing Owo Olorun Wa Laye Mi, composed by Becky T. Adedokun in the year 1997. Hallelujah. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fogore. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fogore. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi. Nigba te sugbogun de, o fowo tun re fa mi mora. Nigba ti ota gbogun de, o fowo tun re fa mi mora. Tori Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fun sere. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fogore. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi. Bo ti wu ke sugbogun to, ohun yo fun mi ni segun. Bo ti wu ko ta gbogun to, baba yo fun mi ni segun. Tori Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fun sere. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fogore. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi. Nigba ti esu gbogun de, o fowo tun re fa mi mora. Nigba ti ota gbogun de, o fowo tun re fa mi mora. Tori Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fun sere. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fogore. Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi. Bo ti wu ke sugbogun to, ohun yo fun mi ni segun. Bo ti wu ko ta gbogun to, baba yo fun mi ni segun. Tori Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, Owo Olorun wa laye mi, lati ile lo mi fun sere. Owo Olorun wa lara mi, Owo Olorun wa lara mi, Owo Olorun wa lara mi, lati ile lo mi fogore. Owo Olorun wa lara mi, Owo Olorun wa lara mi, Owo Olorun wa laye wa, Owo Olorun wa laye wa, Owo Olorun wa laye wa, lati ile lo wa fogore. Owo Olorun wa laye wa, Owo Olorun wa laye wa, Owo Olorun wa lara wa, Owo Olorun wa lara wa, Owo Olorun wa lara wa, Owo lára wa nígbà tí èṣù gbógun tẹ yóò fọwọ́ tún rẹ̀ fa wá mọ́ra nígbà tí ọ̀tá gbógun dé yóò fọwọ́ tún rẹ̀ fa wá mọ́ra torí ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run wà láyé wa ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run wà láyé wa ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run wà láyé wa láti ilé lò wá fún ṣẹrẹ. Father, we thank you because your hand is upon us. Daddy, we thank you because your hand is resting on us. And we know because of this, no matter how the devil and his cohort tried to pull us down, to tear us down, surely you will give us victory. This assurance we know. Daddy, we thank you because by your mighty hand upon us, resting upon us, victory is ours. Success is ours. We will break through. We will prosper in that which you have proposed us to do to achieve here on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you because by your mighty hand, by your gracious hand, by your powerful hand resting upon us, we will achieve purpose and counsel. Daddy, we will go forth and we will accomplish that destiny, that counsel of yours, that good plan and purpose that you have planned for us even before we were formed in our mother's womb. We thank you. Daddy, as we have sung it, so shall it be, that it shall be evidential that your mighty hand is resting upon us for good, that your hand, your gracious hand, is resting upon us to give us victory. And by your mighty hand resting upon us, success is ours, breakthrough is ours, advancement is ours, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for another time in your presence on this mountain of power. We thank you for the grace that has brought us even onto this mountain again tonight. We did not take it for granted. We thank you, O Lord, for your mercy that spares our lives, O Lord, from dangers and destruction, O Lord. The one that flies in the day, in the noontime, in the evening, in the afternoon, and even at night. Father, by your mighty hand resting upon us, you have secured us from all dangers and destruction. We and our household, that we appreciate you. We say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Boldly have we come again tonight, O Lord, even unto the throne of grace, so that we will receive mercy and we'll be able to get grace to be able to receive the help we need, even at this time that many are losing it. Many are just dropping by the wayside. Many are getting tired by the wayside. Father, we pray, O Lord, by your mercy and grace, we will receive help that we need. So the Lord will continue even this journey, even this way to heaven, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray tonight, O Lord, as we have come to pray unto you, God of all flesh, unto you we have come because we know you will answer us, as we will decree tonight, as we will declare tonight on this mountain. So you will do unto us because you are God. Our prayer shall ascend unto you as a sweet smelling savor in the name of Jesus. And as you release answer to us, no principalities and powers, no wicked spirit in high places, no prince of Persia that ruleth in nation, that ruleth in state, that ruleth in county, that ruleth in vicinity, that ruleth in neighborhood, we'll be able to withhold even our answer prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every answer prayer, O Lord, Father, shall manifest in our lives every day, every moment, and people will see it. They will know that we have a God that answers prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, gather together as your people. We agree and we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face. O God of Jacob, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of nations, O ye gates of state, O ye gates of neighborhood, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory in our midst tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, we thank you, we bless you, because you are God and there is no one like unto you. You are the incomparable God. You are so great, you are so mighty. Daddy, we thank you, Lord, for you have called us your own people. And Lord, we know that you are our God and you will continue to be our God even unto the end. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly tonight, we are going to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2. I'm going to read quick and we are going to go through it and we are going to pray the word of God into our lives in the name of Jesus, individually and even collectively. In the mighty name of Jesus, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Early the following spring, in the month of Nisan, during the 20th year of King Artaxerxes' reign, I was serving the king's wine. I had never before appeared sad in his presence. So the king asked me, "Why are you looking so sad? You don't look sick to me. You must be deeply troubled." Then I was terrified, but I replied, "Long live the king. How can I not be sad? For the city where my ancestors are buried is in ruins, and the gates have been destroyed by fire." The king asked, "Well, how can I help you?" "With a prayer to God of heaven," I replied. "If it please the king, and if you are pleased with me, your servant, send me to Judah to rebuild the city where my ancestors are buried." The king, with queens sitting beside him, asked, "How long will you be gone? When will you return?" After I told him how long I will be gone, the king agreed to my request. Verse 7 of Nehemiah chapter 2. I also said to the king, "If it please the king, let me have letters addressed to the governors of the province west of the Euphrates River, instructing them to let me travel safely through their territories on my way to Judah. And please give me a letter addressed to Asaph, the manager of the king's forest, instructing him to give me timber. I will need it to make beams for the gates of the temple forest, for the city walls, and for a house for myself." And the king granted this request because the gracious hand of God was on me. When I came to the governors of the province west of the Euphrates River, I delivered the king's letter to them. The king, I should add, had sent along army officers and horsemen to protect me. But when Sambalat and the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite officer heard of my arrival, they were very displeased that someone had come to help the people of Israel. So I arrived in Jerusalem. 3 days later, I slept out during the night, taking only a few orders with me. I had not told anyone about the plans God had put in my heart for Jerusalem. We took no packed animal with us, except the donkey I was riding. After dark, I went out through the valley gate, past the jackal's well, and over to the dung's gate to inspect the broken walls and the burnt gates. Then I went to fountain gates and to the king's pool, but my donkey couldn't get through the rubble. So though it was still dark, I went up the Kidron Valley, instead inspecting the wall before I turned back and entered again the valley gate. The city officers did not know I had been out there or what I was doing, for I had not yet said anything to anyone about my plans. I had not yet spoken to the Jews' leaders, the priests, the nobles, the officers, or anyone else in the administration. But now I said to them, "You know very well what trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and end this disgrace." Then I told them about how the gracious hand of God has been on me and about my conversation with the king. They replied at once, "Yes, let's rebuild the wall." So they began the good work. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arab, heard of our plan, they scoffed contemptuously. "What are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king?" they asked. The last verse, reply of Nehemiah. I replied, "The God of heaven will help us succeed. We, his servants, will start rebuilding this wall. But you have no share, no legal right, no historical claim in Jerusalem." Verse 20 of Nehemiah chapter 2. I replied, "The God of heaven will help us succeed. We, his servant, we start rebuilding this wall, but you have no share, no legal right, or historical claim in Jerusalem." May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Glorious and gracious God, we worship and adore you one more time in the name of Jesus. Faithful and merciful God, we praise you and your most holy name in our midst tonight. Thank you, God, for your grace that is so great upon us and your mercy that never comes to an end over us and our family members. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Today, like I said earlier, we will continue to part two of the topic, "The Hand of God is Upon Me." Brethren in the Lord, the hand of God is not like any other hand. The hand of God made all things, according to Isaiah 66 verse 2a, that says, "For my hand made all those things. Thus all those things have come to be, says the Lord. His hand created you, and in his hand is your breath, as recorded in the book of same Isaiah 64 verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter, and we all are the work of your hand." Also, the book of Job chapter 12 verse 10 says, "In his hand is the life of every creature, and the breath of all mankind." Our Father and our God, we are so grateful unto you that you are our creator, and we are the work of your hands. Thank you because you created us. By your own very hand, you created us. You molded us in your own very image. Daddy, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we are so grateful that you have our lives and our breath in your hand. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My brother, if your life and my life are in the hands of man will kill and end our lives for one offense or mistake. But our Father, the creator of heaven and earth, our Father is the one that have our lives and breath in his hand. Therefore, no man and no power of hell can take us out of our father's hand. My brothers and my sisters, do not be afraid of any man, demon, or devil himself. Your life and my life, your breath and my breath are in God's hand. And let me tell you, Jesus Christ said this. He declared this about you and me in the book of John chapter 10 verse 28 to 29 that says, I give them a life that is unceasing and unending, and death will not have the last word over them. That means death cannot win over you. Nothing or no one can steal them from my hands. My Father has given the flocks to me, and he is superior to all beings and things. No one is powerful enough to snatch the flocks from my Father's hand. Let me tell you, no death, no power of hell, no demon is powerful enough to snatch you, to kidnap you and me from the hands of our God. Our life is in his hand. Our breath is in his hand. Therefore, do not, fear that man. Do not fear even that wicked one from your father's household. He has nothing to do with your life. God cannot let him have your life. I decree and declare that our lives in Christ shall be unending, and death will not gain victory over us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, according to Christ's word, nothing and no one will be able to steal us from his hand in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that nothing physical or spiritual in our lives will be able to snatch us away from God, according to Christ's word, that our Father is superior to all beings and all things, that these things under the earth, things on the earth, and things even above the earth, physical or spiritual, none will be able to snatch us away from God in the name of Jesus. This assurance go even the year 2023 and henceforth, that your life, my life, your breath and my breath is secure in the hand of the mighty God. Hallelujah. Beloved in the Lord, like I said, our topic, the hand of God is upon me. The hand of God is great, mighty, and gracious to do the unimaginable and outstanding things in the life of his own people. God's hand resting on Ezra and all those that followed him to Jerusalem provided them with a man of understanding and his brother, according to Ezra chapter 8 verse 18, that says, since the gracious hand of our God was on us, they brought us Sherebiah, a man of insight from the descendant of Mahi, a descendant of Levi, son of Israel, also with his sons and brothers, 18 men altogether. I decree and declare tonight, by the gracious hand of God upon you and me, he will give unto us men and women of understanding. At every point in time, in the name of Jesus, he will give unto us men and women with spiritual insight as we journey our April and as we journey our Christian life. God will give unto you and unto me. God will give unto your children, to your family member, men and women, those one with spiritual insight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare tonight, by the gracious hands of God upon us, the fools, physical and spiritual, will be removed, deleted from our lives in the name of Jesus. You better pray that prayer, that God will separate you and your family members from the fools, so that they will not affect your life negatively. Remember, if you walk with the wise, you will be wise. Proverbs 13:20 says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. That is wisdom that comes from God. that God provided that will make you even to advance and to do great and to be pleasing unto God. Not the wisdom that of this world that only leads to sinning against man and against God. The Lord will not permit such wisdom to come along your way and even the ways of your family members. In the name of Jesus, this same hand of God that was on Ezra was also on Nehemiah. According to tonight's text, Nehemiah chapter 2, God is so great that he can and will lay his hand on all of us, all of his own at the same time. What a mighty God is our God. No matter how many we are, God can raise his hands upon us all at the same time. I cannot even imagine, and you know, unable to fathom how many is his hand. How many hands does our God possess? But I know he is God. His hand is powerful, and he can raise it on all of us all together at once, providing for all our needs at the same time. According to Psalm 104 verse 28 that says, you give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, they are filled and satisfied with good things. What is that thing that the hand of God cannot do for you? Olowo gbogboro tin yo mo re ni nothing. Olowo yanu ton shohun yanu. That is what your God can do by his outstretched hand. By him laying his hand upon you, he will do the miraculous. He will fill your life with good things. He will satisfy you with good things in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will open his gracious hand upon us, his people, tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by the gracious hand of God open upon us, we will be filled and satisfied with good things of life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, my brother and my sister, just believe it, that the mighty hand of God, the gracious hand of God, is upon you, is resting upon you. Let us not forget that by the gracious hand of God upon the apostle of old, men were added to them, meaning that God's hand upon his congregation will cause there be increase and multiplication numerically. Acts 11 chapter 21 says, the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Another version says that the hand of the Lord was upon them, and great number of people were added to the church. I decree and declare, by the hand of God resting on the assemblies of saints, there shall be increase and multiplication in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by the hand of God upon us, there shall be increase and multiplication in our families and in everything we are doing for God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight that the hand of God will rest upon you and upon me. We rest upon you, that man of God. We rest upon you, that woman of God. And there shall be manifestation of increase and additional men and women for salvation, acceptance, and drawing near to God. Even concerning your calling, even concerning your ministry, even concerning your church, by the resting of the hand of God upon you, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the resting of the hand of God upon every members, there shall be increase in the name of Jesus. Many shall come to the saving knowledge of God through your church, through your evangelism work, and even through your outreach department. There shall be men and women accepting and drawing nearer to Christ in the name of Jesus, by the hand of God resting upon your congregation in the name of Jesus. In Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 1 to 3, I don't want to read it again, but you can read that. The hand of God resting upon Nehemiah made him to be looked upon by King Artaxerxes while doing his assignment as the cupbearer, according to that verses that 1 to 3. What happened to him in the presence of king was extraordinary. unusual and uncommon for a king to take notice of the countenance of a slave. You know, masters of those days, they don't care. They don't want to look at your countenance. That a slave serving the king by the hand of God resting upon Nehemiah, looked upon him. Take notice of his countenance. He was looked upon and noticed. As a result, king questioned him, what happened to him? And king responded to his worries and concern positively. I decree and declare, by the gracious hand of God upon you and me, kings and princes will notice us and always look upon us favorably in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the gracious hand of God resting upon you, by the gracious hand of God resting upon me, during our secular and spiritual assignment, we will be noticed and looked upon kindly by men and by God in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, regardless of our position and regardless of the place we find ourselves, by the hand of God resting on us, we will be noticed and looked upon gracefully in the name of Jesus. So I decree upon all your family members. So I decree upon your children. So I decree upon your husband. So I decree upon your wife, that regardless of where they are, regardless of their position, by the resting of the hand of God upon them, they will be noticed and identified even for good in the name of Jesus. They will be looked upon gracefully in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 4 to verse 8 of that Nehemiah chapter 2. You can read it as well. Not only that King Artaxerxes pitied Nehemiah, not only that he looked upon him, you know, gracefully and kindly, but he requested of him what he wants to do about his concern for Jerusalem. Oh my goodness, what is that thing that the hand of God resting upon you cannot do for you? Nehemiah did not hesitate, but did something immediately. He communed with God, regardless of the offer, regardless of what they are requesting of you. Please commune with God. Pray to God. You don't need to be shouting. In your heart, communicate with him. Silently communicate with God. He said, before you even open your mouth, I already knew what you want to say. He said, before you ask, our God sees the intent of your heart. Our God can hear the cry of your heart. Nehemiah communed with God, prayed unto his God, the God of his father, and committed himself, his intent, and his mouth unto God, so that he will think right, reason right, and talk right, according to God's will for Jerusalem. He will not just speak of his own. He will not just reason of his own, but he will reason in line with the will of God for Jerusalem. I decree and declare that whenever you are requested to talk about your need to achieve God's purpose, you will not depend on your intent. You will not depend on your head knowledge. And you will not depend on your running mouth. But on God, you will depend on God so that you have the right word, so that you have the right answer according to the will of God. Because only the will of God shall be established in your life and in my life. In the name of Jesus. Remember what the book of James chapter 4 verse 3 says. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasure. Nehemiah did not ask, did not even responded to the king based on his own selfishness, but because of the concern that he had, even for Jerusalem, for the city of his ancestors, he asked that I want to go and rebuild the wall. Nehemiah asked right because it was not
for its selfish gain, but for the city of God.
My beloved in the Lord, whatever thing we ask God, whether personal or general, let us have right motives, asking and doing as to the will and even to that which God wants us to do. Colossians 3:23 says, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. We must be careful whatever thing we are doing. If it's not unto the Lord, there's no reward. You must do all things heartily, as for the Lord, not for men. Don't be men pleaser. Please God. God sees the intent of your heart. In verse 6, you can read it also. Here we can see that because he prayed to God, he asked right. Therefore, King Artaxerxes and queen seated by his side agreed with all the requests of Nehemiah. I decree and declare tonight, by the hand of God upon you and on me, all that we have requested of men and of entities and nations to achieve God's will and purpose for our life shall be granted in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, whatsoever and whosoever is sitting by that man, that we conclude your case and your request positively. Anybody seated by their side, we agree even with that man in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, anyone sitting by the side of that man, by the side of that woman, that we approve your request, and that one will be in opposition to your request. Tonight, God's hand will remove such a man. God's hand will remove such a woman that will sit or is sitting in opposition even to that which God wants to do in your life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Nehemiah gave the king the time to carry out all his requests. Remember what it says in verse 6, the king with the queen sitting beside him asked, how long will you be gone? When will you return? After I told him how long I will be gone, the king agreed to my request. Now, Nehemiah was the one in control of the showcase because the hand of God was upon him. That is so deep. Last sentence of that very verse says that because it pleased the king to send me, I established a timetable for him. Now the slave, now given the king, this is how long I want to go. This is how long I will stay. And this is the time I will return. My brothers and my sisters, like I said, that is deeper. And that is not of Nehemiah. It can only be of God. And his hand resting upon Nehemiah, a slave in Babylon, setting time for king. When he will return from Jerusalem, he oversaw the show and he took over even the whole conversation. I decree and declare, by the hand of God upon you and upon me, we will oversee our requests from bosses, managers, king, etc. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget that whom Jesus had made you. Don't forget what the Bible says, that Jesus has made us what? King and priest here on earth. We are to rule and reign for him. He has made us king and priest unto God his Father. I decree and declare, by the hand of God resting on you and on me, we will always rule and reign everywhere we find ourselves. We will be whom Jesus has made us to be. Anywhere at any time, we will be the king and we will be the priest. Let me tell you, at this very moment, Nehemiah was the one controlling.
not King Artaxerxes, not even the queen sitting down by his side. I decree and declare, you will fulfill that role of a king and a priest unto God. Everywhere you find yourself, at all times, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will all be the pace setter for our request to achieve God's purpose and cancer in our lives by his gracious and resting on us, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 8 of that Nehemiah talked about how he requested for letter. And please give me a letter addressed to this. You know, even verse 7 also requested, you know, letter to the governors, you know, instructing them to let them travel freely to their territories. A letter for passage through provision and release for all that oversees what he needs to do in God's given assignment of rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem was given because the hand of the Lord was upon him. I decree and declare tonight that the letter you need to get passage and entrance to nations and in nations to get all you need will be given unto you by the hand of God resting on you tonight, in the name of Jesus. Even concerning that job that you are seeking for, even concerning that position, everything that you need for you to get it tonight by the hand of God resting upon you, you will receive it. That letter will be given unto you. That letter of promotion, that letter of advancement, that letter that will give you the stay, even that place that God has said that this is your place, tonight by the hand of God resting upon you, receive in Jesus' name. I decree and declare, by the hand of God upon you and me, documents and paper requested and required for us to go through issues and matters safely, all we will get it tonight in the name of Jesus. All will be released unto you by the hand of God resting upon you, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 10. My brothers and my sisters, obviously, not everyone that had and saw your progress and advancement, they see you advancing in your God's given work, assignment, and election, not all of them will be happy with you. Not all of them. The king granted Nehemiah's request did not make some people happy. The help the king granted him caused some of the people to be displeased, to be angered. The Bible says that Sanballat and Tobiah were so in great displeasure that he was raised to take care of the welfare and prosperity of the Israelite. When they see that God has chosen you to take care of his assignment in a particular area and concerning a thing, they will start to have a kind of displeasure in you. They will start to hate you just because of what God has called you, just because of your destiny, just because of your glory. Ologolo logun. When God calls you, when you have a glorious future, oh, be ready to face Sanballat and Tobiah in your father's household, in your mother's household, at your workplace, even in the body of Christ. Same way it does not please those wicked people around you, those that you are thinking of, after all, we are the same thing. That wicked woman of your father's household that saw the hand of God upon you, and because God has chosen you to be the one that we raise your family up, they will come together to fight you. They will not be pleased with you. Same thing in the body of Christ, in the household of God. It displeasure the evil and wicked one when they see you getting help and prospering in your God's given assignment. Mind you, my brother and my sister, Like I said, Sambalat and Tobiah are everywhere. I decree and declare tonight, every man, woman, Sambalat and Tobiah, in our lives will remain displeasured and unhappy forever. See the hand of God giving us help and prospering us in the name of Jesus. They decided to be displeasured. They decided to be worried, to be troubled. And they will remain troubled forever by the mighty hand of God upon us. Because God will continue to push you forward. Because you will continue to advance. Because you will achieve God's purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. Therefore, they will continue to be troubled. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Verse 11 to 16.
You know, verse 12 and 16, that is where we are going to talk about. You can read it by yourself. But we have a great lesson for us all to know. Who to go with us concerning our God's given assignment. You cannot just pick anybody. You must know who to go with you. And by the hand of God upon you, you will not choose enemy for friend. In the name of Jesus. And to learn not to let out quickly what God puts in our heart. Kenwama Majo. You must learn to keep your mouth. Or what God is putting in your heart. God has not even finished it. God is telling you this, but already you are open. You're already losing your mouth, you know, about your destiny, about that purpose and work of God. Also, take note that not too many things you can take along with you. Not too many people, not too many gadgets. Those will cause you to lose your focus because you will want to give those things attention. Go and read that verse 11 to 16. The Bible says, you keep his mouth, guard his mouth, protect his life. But the one who opens his lips invites his own ruin. Nehemiah did not tell them. He did not tell them what God has put in his heart. He just asked them, let's walk through. Go, let us go. But he refused. He did not tell them. So be careful. Be careful who you tell, even your matter. Not all that you are calling, all that are following you are with you truthfully. There are many enemies of your progress among them. Some of those who are talking, you are taking along with you for the assignment may be syndicates. May be sent from the pit of hell. The heart of man is desperately wicked. I decree and declare by the hand of God upon you and me tonight. We will guard our mouth. When we are not supposed to speak, we will not speak. In the name of Jesus. Remember what Mary did according to Luke chapter 2 verse 19. When Angel Gabriel already told her about what will happen, the Bible says, and Mary kept all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. Mary kept all these things. When will you stop losing your mouth? When will you stop just talking about it, what God is telling you? That it's not yet time to let everybody know. By God's hand upon us, we will be careful of those we invite to follow us doing God's work in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the hands of God resting upon us, we will leave behind things that will distract us from giving our total attention to us. Assignment in the name of Jesus. Verse 17. At this junction, Nehemiah told them what they are going to do because that was the right time. Based on what he saw when he was walking around, based on what God opened his eyes to see concerning Jerusalem, those who went out with him at that night, they did not see it. They could not fathom, they could not understand, you know, the gravity. But because he got it, he told them, come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be a disgrace, so that it will not be a talk of the old other nations,
that look at, is it not Jerusalem that God was beating? You know, God beats his chest that, oh, my people. This is a man with God in his heart, Nehemiah. Nehemiah has God in his heart. And the love for the city of God was in his heart. How is your heart and my heart for God and for the body of Christ? He said, so that there will no longer be a disgrace to God. I decree and declare by the hand of God upon us, we will do all we need to do so that we will no longer be a disgrace to our God. The body of Christ, I decree and declare that we will take time to investigate our lives individually and collectively as body of Christ. And we will do the needful so that we will no longer be a reproach to our God. We will no longer be a disgrace to Christ and to God our Father. In the name of Jesus. Nehemiah boldly declared to the man that was with him that he said, I know that the work can be done because the hand of God was upon him. And King Artaxerxes had spoken to him, giving him permission and all that they need for the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. Boldly he said, let us rise up and build without any questioning and argument. The response of the people was that they supported the good work. Once it is of the Lord, that which is of the Lord, nobody can stand against it. Immediately he told them, the Bible said they supported the good work. I decree and declare, God send upon you and upon me, men and women will support the good work of God in your hands and in my hands in the name of Jesus. Oh, men and women will support even that your good vision, even that your good plans, they will support it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, anyone that wants to stand in opposition, even to your God's given assignment, that Lord will remove out of your way, out of your life, in the name of Jesus. Verse 19, you can read it by yourself. My brother and my sister, let me tell you, there will be mockers within and without that will mock you and your God's given assignment. They will ridicule you and regard you and your work with contempt. They will say all kinds of negative words at you, and we even say that you are a rebel. They will call you rebel. They will call you that you are disobedient. They will say all manner of things. Please don't let them move you. Do not listen to their words. The words of Sanballat and Tobiah. Do not. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 25 verse 5. Look at what the word of the Lord says. Like it in the drought, you God subdued the uproar of the enemies. Like it by the shadow of a cloud, the song of the ruthless wicked is silent. I decree and declare, the hand of God resting upon us tonight, it will subdue the noise, the voice, and the uproar of our enemies concerning our God's given assignment, concerning that destiny of yours. Everyone that is making unnecessary, useless noise concerning what God is doing in your life, tonight God will silence them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare forever, God by his gracious hand on us, we silence the voice of the ruthless, wicked, evil ones concerning our God's given assignment, concerning our glorious destiny. In the name of Jesus, God will silence their voice in Jesus' name. And lastly for tonight, my brother and my sisters, please be at peace. Step out in faith. See the gracious, mighty and powerful hand of God resting upon you and all yours. You and me and all our family members, we continue doing our good work for God. And no one and nothing will be able to stop us in the name of Jesus. In verse 20 of the last verse of that Nehemiah chapter 2. Look at what Sanballat and Tobiah, they are the enemies of Nehemiah. He said to them, the true God of heaven will give us success. We are his people. Servants who will begin the work of rebuilding our city and this wall. But you have no share in this work because Jerusalem is not yours. Civically, legally and religiously. Oh my goodness. Knowing that the gracious hand of God is resting upon you and upon me, I declare that success is sure for us concerning even everything we're about to do that God has committed into our hands in the name of Jesus. God is the one helping them. And that same God is the one helping you. Don't look unto the right, unto any man. Look unto God. Look unto Jesus, the finisher of your faith. I decree and declare that knowing assuredly that God's hand is resting upon you, you and I declare success, prosperity, concerning every work that God has given us to do in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will not permit any Sambalat and Tobiah to the right of your success. They will not be partaker of the glorious success that God will give you in the name of Jesus. Those Sambalat and Tobiah, God will not permit them to eat of that success that God is going to do, is going to bring about, even concerning your destiny, concerning that good word he committed into your hand. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. Continue in this knowledge. Be empowered even with this knowledge that the hand of God is resting upon you, and see success ahead of you. No power can stop you. You are going forward. Success is yours. Advancement is yours in the name of Jesus. You will prosper in that which God has committed into your hand. You will prosper even in that dreams of yours, even in that vision and mission, even concerning your destiny in the name of Jesus, because the gracious hand of the gracious God is resting upon you. Same time next week, go in this strength. And I see you next week by the special grace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I greet you even at this moment. Happy Easter, even in advance, in the name of Jesus. The resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ even shall be real in your life and in your matter, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Same time next week. I love you. Becky Adedokun. Bye-bye.